Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. A growing majority of Americans support the benefits of food biotechnology, as well as FDA's labeling policy, according to a survey conducted by the International Food Information Council. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Mad cow disease in Canada. Beef importers around the world, including the United States, have closed their borders to Canadian beef after Europe went through a devastating, costly slaughter of thousands of cattle and felt their farming economy take a body blow, costing billions. Just hearing the words mad cow creates hysteria. Now let's take a more rational look at this disease. Mad cow is more accurately called BSE, which stands for three words that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. To begin, the disease is a mystery in many respects, but we're learning. The outbreak in Europe was horrendous. Still, it appears that they were doing some things that probably helped to spread the disease to more cattle. They were feeding cattle and sheep on the protein remains of each other. We don't do that and haven't for years. In Europe, nearly 200,000 cattle were diagnosed with the disease. Here in the United States, we've never had a reported case. Canada has had two cases. The first was in the early 90s in an imported cow from England. And now that everyone is on red alert about the disease, we may very likely find a case here in the United States someday. That should not be unexpected. In fact, it should not even be alarming. Researchers suspect that there will be rare cases that pop up naturally, no matter what we do. And so that you'll understand what rare means, it means one in a million. Perhaps the most important point to be made is that BSE in cows, although similar to the rare brain-wasting disease in humans, is not the same. Furthermore, one does not necessarily transmit to the other. Only 135 people in the whole world are known to have died from the human brand of the disease. And that's not an epidemic. It strikes a tiny, tiny unfortunate few. I'm optimistic the diseased Canadian cow will prove to be an isolated case and beef trade will return to normal. In the meantime, I'll have a steak for dinner tonight because I'm confident that although I might get struck by lightning, I won't get mad cow disease. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.